Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Judge Juan Merchan now says he intends to sentence President-elect Donald Trump to an unconditional discharge out of respect for the presidential immunity doctrine. It means it's unlikely Trump will get jail time for his criminal hush money conviction. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky has more.
Even though the conduct called for potentially 4 years in jail, we spoke to legal experts over the last several months who did not expect an incarceratory sentence.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Book it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the season resumes tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. Big Ten basketball the rest of the way this regular season. Badgers looking for their first conference win. They're 10-3 overall. Hawkeyes also 10-3 overall. One up, one down in Big Ten conference play. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePage. Trying to remember how to do this. It's been like 12 days. You had a ramp up.
I'm not talking to you.
You worked the game last night.
I'm not talking to you.
How was your 40th birthday, by the way?
I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking about no. A little birdie puts out that, you know, maybe there were some conversations beforehand. All right, I got you. It was creamy. It was creamy. We'll put it that way.
Did you see Reef turn it over there?
I did see. I did see it turn over. And everyone asked me, did you see it coming? I said, no, I was worried about interviewing Nolan. The worst part about it is the way Nolan's been playing. I'm like, okay, great. I get to give the young fellow a lot of love after the game. Like, we're going to get him excited. And then all of a sudden, pie's in the face everywhere. And I was like, all right, so let's still do this interview with Nolan. I got pie coming down all over. But
I was trying to see who was the most happy to do it, Krabbenhoft, Steemsma, or Wills.
Oh, no,
the answer
Charlie.
Is yes.
It was yes, yes, and yes. But I think Charlie more than anything.
Yeah,
so.
It may or may not have been his idea.
His idea, I know. It's crazy. You know, I'll get him back at a golf outing and say, hey, that donation. Yep, you can increase that donation at that golf outing just to let you know, Mr. Charlie.
I always say that about paybacks. Let's have some fun. We got a little Big Ten basketball tonight about 1 hour away from the opening tip. We'll visit with Xavier Amos. We'll have our pregame chat with head coach Greg Gard. We'll look around the Big Ten. Coming up, though, our visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Our pregame show gets rolling in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin basketball finally back to it against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight. Last game, first game since December 22nd against Detroit Mercy. We welcome in Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Happy New Year. I would ask if you enjoyed some downtime, but I know there's been a lot of portaling going on, so downtime was probably at a relative minimum for you, correct?
There was a little bit. I tended to schedule a couple stories out ahead, but transfer portal season feels like it never ends in December, and now it goes into January, because just you're in the portal doesn't mean you can't take visits and then commit. So it's ongoing, of course.
Yeah, the hot stove league that used to be for baseball, and now it exists for maybe every sport, and you certainly include college athletics. Well, let's get to basketball here. Rest versus rust. That's always the question, no matter what sport we're talking about. And we've seen this, we're watching this, the college football playoffs, teams that have had a bye. This is the second straight year where Wisconsin has had a prolonged break between games just before Christmas and now. Is that overblown, or is there maybe something to it?
I think there's a small something to it, but I would also say, as we know, Greg Gard has been doing this an awful long time, and he talked to reporters about how you try and approach this. Yes, you're going to get some time off, get off your feet, because that is tremendously important given the type of grind Big Ten play is over the next 3 months. At the same time, you need to figure out how to be sharp enough for a game like Iowa. And so we talked about having a practice that really gave them a game-like setting, allowed them to scrimmage a little bit. So you have to find the right balance. And of course, we'll see where the Badgers are at after that long layoff.
This has been interesting, just looking at like standard statistics for Wisconsin, averaging 81.5 points per game. And they're doing this with Max Klesmet shooting a much lower percentage from three compared to his career numbers. Tanjay's numbers have gone down a little bit, but they found other ways, and maybe it starts at getting to the free throw line. But I think if you're a Badger fan, there's reason to be encouraged, because some of the guys that you thought would be the bigger scorers, if it's Crowell, Klesmet, they haven't been, and they're still scoring in the 80s regularly.
Absolutely. Max Klesmet last season was about a 40% three-point shooter, and now he's around 28%. We've seen what's possible for him. So over the long run, you'd like to think those numbers are going to even out a little bit. It does not hurt to be shooting 85% from the free throw line. That cures a lot of ills. But what we know about Wisconsin at this point is they're going to play this way the rest of the season if it can be helped. They're averaging 27 three-pointers per game, which is a program record. Now, they're only making about 8.8 a game, but we've seen there are variances in a given game. And if you can even shoot 33% or so, you give yourself a chance. They're not shooting it at a particularly high clip, about 32.5%, which is around 250th in the country. But to your point, Matt, they're finding ways to score in other ways, and that is so important.
Yeah, 13 of 60 over the last two games. I know that seems like a long time ago when they played those last two games, but a couple of things that are encouraging, and I know everything ramps up starting here tonight when they get back into Big Ten play. John Blackwell, last two games, 10 assists, no turnovers. Nolan Winter has been shooting threes at much more frequently, you know, but he's coming off a double-double against Detroit Mercy. Now they're punching up a weight class here, but at least those are, as Blackwell adjusts to his role and Winter as well, that's at least some reason to be encouraged, I would think.
Very much so. Two guys that have made a huge leap from their freshman to sophomore years, and you knew when they came in they were going to be foundational pieces to the future of this program. Blackwell's being asked to do an awful lot, and an awful lot of things that he hadn't really done at Wisconsin. I always love looking at the assist-to-turnover ratio as a former point guard, but he's been great. I mean, Greg saw it in the summer. And Nolan Winter is just so much stronger and more confident. We've seen traditionally big men be able to stretch the floor dating back to Bo Ryan, and he's giving them that. I would also say it certainly helps having a guy like Stephen Crowell the last two games bounce back and make 7 of 10 from the field in both of those games. You get those guys going, and Wisconsin is awfully difficult to stop.
Yep, 18 points, 6 boards against Butler for Crowell, and then 15 more points in the game against Detroit Mercy. He is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us, and we continue. We'll check in with Xavier Amos in our Badger Spotlight. That's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight as we hear from Xavier Amos, the 6'7 junior, the transfer from Northern Illinois. He's a Chicago guy, Whitney Young High School, a public league champion. Xavier talks about the talent in that area and the significance of winning that public league crown.
Especially because Whitney Young, we don't win. They didn't win that too much. I think that was like one in a lot of years. So it was good to win that, and then good to, you know, get downstate.
You had a big jump at Northern Illinois, you know, statistically from your freshman year to your sophomore year. Take us through that. What was the big difference in your game, year one to year two?
Oh, for my freshman year, I had a high ankle sprain, so I was kind of in and out of, you know, the lineup, and then I was officially out, you know, after one of the games. But, you know, when I was rehabbing, I was just focusing on just fine-tuning my game, just being, you know, being good in, you know, every facet of the game, offensively and defensively. And then I got comfortable, I think, my sophomore year, and I got into a groove, and I was, you know, able to hoop a little bit.
I know, more than a little bit. I remember asking you one of the basketball events before the season started. You know, the breakout game, mm-hmm. if you want to call it that, was the game against Northwestern. And a really good team, obviously. Yeah, that's become sure. a really, really good program in this conference. But that had to be one of those nights where every time the ball left your hand, you felt pretty good about it.
Yeah. There was one shot that hit the front rim and then bounced in. That's how I knew. I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game. That's how I knew. But, yeah, I just, you know, when I was back in that game, I was in that mode. And, you know, my teammates then was finding me and, you know, giving me good spots. Yeah.
And you're good from the three-point line. It seemed like somebody you could score at every level. Was that an area that you specifically worked on, you know, being able to ramp up your three-point shooting?
Yeah, just the game, how the game is moving nowadays is just heavily on the, you know, on the three-pointer. So it's, especially at my size, and I could bring that versatility where I could stretch the floor, shoot from three, and, you know, pick and pop, slide out, go screens, and all of that where I could do that at my size is just very beneficial to have on the court.
Which made this a really good fit for you. I mean, a lot of factors go into things now, but just the style and what they want to do, the tweaks that they made, that mm-hmm. just kind of sounds like it's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah. I think I fit well here, and I think I'm still finding my groove and, you know, just getting my rhythm still. And that's just going to take a process. And, you know, my teammates doing a great job of just, you know, staying in my ear, you know, helping me learn, all of that. So, yeah.
Defensive end. Usually newcomers here, that's an adjustment because you guys are all skilled offensively. But just all the, you know, the principles defensively, is that – that's a big part of the learning process for you as well?
Yeah. I'm sorry. He kind of
He got distracted. It's the hecklers are back there. The newcomers here, they talk about, and even coaches in the past, if it's Coach Gard or Coach Ryan before, they say that sometimes the biggest challenge is just understanding all the principles defensively that's expected.
Yeah.
Was that kind of the case with you as well?
Yeah, I could say that in the beginning. Even still now, it's just even playing these great teams, you know, every night. And it's always an adjustment we have to make and, you know, thinking on the fly. And that's something I'm still learning and, you know, just playing more reactive or playing less reactive, as coach would say, and just being more ready. And,
being here in the summer, working out with the guys, that had to be great on the floor and off the floor too, would you say, just getting to know everybody here?
Yeah, I love getting to know these guys in the summer, you know, hanging out or playing the game in the locker room, just having locker room talks and just the camaraderie is just great for, you know, team chemistry and all of that. Just prepares us for late in the season. You know, February and March when it gets, you know, hard.
Yeah, harder. It's a pretty good place to be, period, but especially in the summertime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's real nice in the summer.
So what was the go-to? What was the thing away from basketball? You just wanted to go relax a little bit. Did you have a go-to spot?
I went to the terrace a few times on the lake. It was super hot, but it was very beautiful with the, you know, the water and stuff. Some good restaurants out here for sure. Yeah, some good stuff out here. I can't think of it right now, though.
Yeah, no, it's sneaky good. I mean, this isn't the biggest city in the world, but there's a lot of pretty good spots.
It's a lot of hidden gems.
Yes, yes. Well put. You've had, as we speak, some exposure in the big-time environments here in conference and out of conference, but that's a draw. I mean, you talked about the competition level, but just, you know, Big Ten basketball, the regular season means so much for fans and for players. I would imagine you're really looking forward to going to if it's, you know, Purdue, Rutgers, you know, all these places that have some pretty good atmosphere.
It's really fascinating to see, like, because every team has, like, a crazy crowd. You know, Illinois, Marquette had a crazy crowd, but it's just different because they always bring something, like, different. Like, when we were shooting free throws last game, they was doing some crazy stuff on the baseline. It's just crazy. But just coming from, you know, mid-major and then coming here is just a major change in the atmosphere of the games. And even our home games, you know, are just crazy. And it's a great experience.
It's Badgers junior Xavier Amos, and that's today's Badger Spotlight. Stick around. The Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our pregame coverage continues courtside at the Kohl Center as the Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight. Brian Butch rejoins me. A 10-1 non-conference record here for the Badgers. That's the best out-of-conference run for Wisconsin since the 2016-17 season, a year that saw the Badgers get into the Sweet 16. What jumps out? I mean, there's still... I mean, they played two conference games, so such a long way to go in the season. But through the 11 non-league games, Butchie, what jumped out to you?
For me, it was just the growth and the development of every game. You know, that first game, we were sitting here thinking, okay.
And the second game.
Right? Like, okay. I mean, you looked at Holy Cross, and you're like, okay, they still up winning by a good amount. But then you saw Montana State come through, and you're like, okay, a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And then Appalachian State. And then, obviously, the Arizona game. But you just saw the improvement. The other thing that comes to mind is John Tonjay. Like, nobody expected that. Nobody expected a guy to come in and average 19.2 through non-conference and through the first two games of the Big Ten Conference. So I think that part of it is who's going to fill AJ's door. Like, the questions that were out there, they were answered. And I think this group still has a lot more to go. And that's the exciting part with non-conference. By no means has Max Klesmit played great basketball. Mm-hmm. Now, at times through non-conference, he did. But, you know, last year, we know the way he shot the ball. He's only shooting at 28%. I would say the same thing for John Blackwell, who's only shooting at 28% as well from three. So the level of improvement is still there during Big Ten play as well. So that's the exciting thing for me.
Yeah, it's interesting because those two numbers you cited, this is a team that's scoring in the 80s.
Correct.
Without a couple of really good shooters. I mean, Max, over the course of his career, Blackwell didn't take a ton of threes, but he was really efficient
last
year.
Really efficient, yes.
So you would hope the best is still yet to come for those guys. The other thing that really should not be a surprise, you know, Tonjay is getting more and more attention. The scoring has gone down in recent games. Again, not a surprise. He's at the top of the scouting report. Now you want to see how he answers that tonight and moving forward.
Well, I think the biggest question is, can he still get to the free throw line?
Yeah.
As much as he does. I mean, you know, he averages almost eight fouls drawn a game, which is the top 15 in the nation. Can he still do that during Big Ten play? Because when you've seen him against Michigan and Illinois, it didn't happen. So that, and I know we're talking non-conference play, but that's a big part of it. Now, part of it's the way the whistle is going to be, you know, officiated a little different. And then part of it was, I thought at times, especially in those two Big Ten games, John was trying to figure it out a little bit. You could see him start to think a little bit. And, you know, that's got to stop, and you just got to play.
Wisconsin's still trying to figure it out defensively to play consistently better. I look around the league, and we'll get into this more on Monday, Rutgers, which is known, if there's an identity to that program, it's defense.
Not
very good.
Year.
They're not very good defense. So it makes me wonder with, you know, you got a lot of newcomers. You get freshmen coming in the case of Rutgers, two guys who may
probably won't be sophomores. Yeah, but with the portal, the connectivity. You know, we talk. There could be issues on the offensive end, but maybe as much, if not more so, defensively.
Yeah, there's some of that for sure. I also think Rutgers. We talked about this the first game. I said, "What don't freshmen do? Play
defense?
Yeah,
they'll guard. Yep.
Well, guess we're seeing that right now at Rutgers. Like I said, we'll talk more of that on Monday. But it, to me, like that's what a lot of this is. Is just how do you talk about connectivity and how does that come together? You know, this group is getting better defensively. They have to be much better if they're going to want to go where they want to go to.
This is a game tonight that fans should love because fans love offense.
There should be enough of it.
Iowa's been this way forever. You know, not where it would want to be defensively, but it's scoring about 90 points a game.
Yeah, and so, when we get to, you know, the keys and all that stuff later on here, the biggest thing for me is you just can't give Iowa easy baskets. They're going to score the basketball. You just can't give them easy ones.
All right, that is your Badger Notebook. More to come as our Badgers pregame coverage continues here at the Kohl Center. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Pre-game coverage continues courtside at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin and Iowa tonight back into Big Ten play, and no one's more excited here in the house than Brian Butch. Doesn't matter if it's November 6th, opening night, or the reopening night here on January 3rd.
And you're right, I'm super excited for this, because this is a really good game that not enough people realize right now when you look at this.
Game.
You talk about this Iowa team, they're averaging almost 90. You talked about 89 points. Wisconsin, they're averaging 81. By the way, Wisconsin's 0-2 in Big Ten play. Like, that's why this game is so important. There's a lot at stake here as far as what needs to happen This is a big game for Wisconsin. It's a big game in the Big Ten.
Try to get back into the mix. Minnesota is at 0-3. Only three teams got through the first two games of conference play unbeaten. So you get a win tonight. You know you got a tough test on the road at Rutgers on Monday. Get yourself back into the mix. Don't dig that hole any deeper.
Right? And again, it's just again you're going to see a whole bunch of offense.
A whole bunch of offense. Iowa averaging nearly 90 points a game. The Badgers at 81.5 through the first 13 games of the season. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, joined by head coach Greg Gard. Got a chuckle out of one of the things you said in your radio show last night, because after the Detroit Mercy game, the guys had 4 days off, which is, that's a great opportunity for everybody to exhale. But then you guys said, it's time to get back. They were eager to get back to the floor.
Yeah, they were. And I think, you know, we've had 7 days here, not all in preparation for tonight, but just to get back and get into a groove and work on some things. And, you know, and I think get freshened up too. You come through that first stretch and you want to make sure you get through it healthy, which we did for the most part. And then take a little time to exhale, as you mentioned, and back in the weight room a little harder for 4 or 5 days this week, and then prepare here for the last few days for Iowa.
You know, I would say the exhale part too, particularly for the guy, the newbies who are going through, you know, the fall semester here for the first time. It's always good to remind, as much as things are changing in college athletics, they still have final exams. It's a little different now. A lot of stuff is online, but still, it's just basketball now for the next few weeks.
It is. And the other thing to keep in mind that, you know, we played 13 games plus two, you know, preseason. We played three quarters of a high school season already. So for them, the volume of and the length of a season, always it's good when you can give them a little time just to reset, tap the brakes, so to speak, and kind of catch their breath.
I know you were telling the media a little bit yesterday, Ricardo Greppi's going to be out for a little time here. it's a shame. I mean, the good news is it wasn't a real serious injury, but he'd really been coming along.
Yeah, he had, you know, and I think, you know, obviously you can't control injuries that are part of the game. So I think we're very fortunate. First and foremost, it wasn't more serious than what we initially thought. He took a pretty good shot and went down pretty hard. So it, you know, it's a chance for other guys to continue to develop and grow. And for him, he's going to use this time when he's not on the court to continue to improve his body, which I think is, you know, body composition and really functional strength is going to be a big part of his future.
You know, we talk about guys who continue to develop, and it can be regardless of position or class rank. I mean, certainly a guy like Daniel Freitag will continue to work to get better every day, as will Marcus Hilliard. You've talked about him a couple times recently on your show. There's still something there that he could really help this team.
Yeah, I think, you know as a coach that you never stop coaching and pushing and demanding and helping them improve. And Marcus has stayed the course. I mentioned, you know, on the radio show, I'm proud of him because he could have flown the coop, so to speak, several times and has chose to stick it out. And I think, I think he's finally getting the confidence and the maturity where he's become really, really consistent. He's practiced really well. I thought he played well against Detroit. And, you know, it's my job to find. I'd like to have him on the floor because I think he can help us in spots.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Our pregame chat with Coach Gard brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, an Iowa team that obviously they've got a few moving parts from a year ago, but they also have guys like Owen Freeman, Brock Harding, a couple of guys who've been playing together for a little while now, high school and now here. Refresh people again with Freeman. Just You see an even better player here than what you saw a year ago?
Yeah, I think there's definitely, you know, experience can do wonders for someone, not only in terms of just the time on the court, but I think giving a player confidence and maturity and giving them a game plan and a blueprint going into the offseason. You come through that much like, you know, Blackwell and Winter did for us, playing quite a bit as freshmen, and then they know how to approach, they have real life experience to approach the offseason with, and I think you've seen that with Owen. I think he's stronger. I think he's in better shape. He can play in longer spurts. I know he's battled some foul trouble at times. He's, you know, had an ankle tweak a week ago, but you just see a very consistent player. When you're averaging a double-double for the most part, and he's, you know, got 22 block shots on the year, he leads him in that. So it's you know, he's a pretty good presence, you know, he can be even more impressive when you surround him with that many shooters like they do. So, you know, between Price and Peyton Sanford and obviously Josh Dix and then Harding, you know, pushing the ball in foul, well, pushing the ball in transition, that's a pretty formidable combination on the floor.
We talked recently on one of your shows about you can't really label a league anymore. I mean, it may not have been all that accurate to do it even when it was a 14-team league. But Iowa is an example of that. I mean, they've been getting up and down forever, and it's more of the same this year.
It is, you know, and I think they've, you know, you can tell they're really connected, specifically offensively. They really share the ball. Just going through their stats and looking at individual game box scores, you know, they have several games with mid-20 assists, the single-digit turnovers. And I think when you have a team and a group of guys that are comfortable with each other, like each other on the floor, it shows. We've had that too, and you can definitely pick those things out, and the numbers bear it out as well.
You guys have been great at not just getting to the free throw line, but nobody shoots it better than Wisconsin. But Iowa, they're always trying to get better defensively like any team, but they don't foul a ton.
No, they don't. You know, I think some of it, the pace at which they play, they change defenses a little bit. They'll come in and show a little pressure, a three-quarter court as well, and show a little bit of zone at times in the half court. So, you know, they mix and match what they do. But obviously the offensive thrust that they come with, they guard the three-point line really well. Their numbers there are really good. You know, I think their ability to switch and cover a lot of things, specifically when they're playing Peyton Sanford at the four, make them, you know, on the perimeter. You just got to crack that perimeter and play in the paint.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Continue with our pregame coverage at the Kohl Center. Time for our look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. There were five conference games last night, and one ended in controversial fashion. Penn State outscoring Northwestern 84-80. A very tough goaltending review took away a putback for Northwestern that would have tied the game in the final minute. And Northwestern, Butchie, has lost a couple games, one on a buzzer beater to Iowa, and then last night, and one that, like, they're hoping is not going to haunt them in the big picture.
Well, exactly. And you look at, we all know that. All right, I'm just going to say this. We all know the goaltending rule is terrible right now.
Yes.
As far as the way it is. I don't know why college basketball didn't fix it last year. Mm-hmm. And when I say it's terrible, you call it, you can review it, but it stops the possession.
Yes.
There has to be a way to correct that the right way. Right now, we're not there with college basketball. So saying that, they'll get there, but that needs to be fixed and corrected. It was a situation, though. You talk about Northwestern. They've had a lot of very close losses. That's a tough loss for them. How do they rebound? How do they respond? It'll be interesting. They're really good. Brooke Barnheiser, another double-double. I think it's seven straight double-doubles for Brooke Barnheiser and what he's done. I mean, he's playing at an elite level.
Yeah, I was going to just say that. I mean, they're a good team.
You mean we were thinking alike?
Which is
you
rare.
Were thinking like me?
That's kind of dangerous. I'm very concerned.
I thought the same thing. I am too. Well, yeah, but you know what? That means 2025 is going to be a great year for you. If you're thinking like me, you are off to a great start to this new year.
It just means we're in the same age bracket now with our recent birthday.
Wow. I didn't see that one coming. Wow.
Sure you did.
I think I'm speechless. Maybe. No.
Let's pick up on Rutgers. We mentioned they're trying to figure it out defensively. Last night they didn't have Dylan Harper, so Ace Bailey scores 39 points, but he has no help scoring otherwise. But I'm still trying to wrap my mind around a Rutgers team that's given up 80-plus. It's just very un-Rutgers-like.
Well, and that's what happens. And, again, I talked about this with you in November. What don't freshmen do? Mm-hmm. And there's a reason Daniel Freitag hasn't played a whole lot. We know what he can do offensively, obviously, but the game's got to slow down offensively for Daniel. But you look at big-picture freshmen in general – you got a guard.
Yep.
And that's why that was so intriguing to have those marquee freshmen with Coach Pikel, because Coach Pikel's about, hey, we're going to defend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no matter what you do, freshmen aren't going to defend at the level you want them to do. So that's intriguing. And I think it'll come around for them, but they've got some really bad losses on the year, too.
Oregon didn't really guard all that well last night. Oregon went in there into the house of a top 10 team and hung 109 on Oregon, 109-77. You mentioned this, you know, a couple months ago, how gifted Illinois is. If they put it all together, look out in this conference and beyond.
They're by far the most talented team. Now you look at the way Wisconsin played Illinois. It's a really close game. Mm-hmm. I think that was the eye-opener for Stephen Kroll. But that was the last game that we all looked at each other and said, this isn't the Steve we know. Mm-hmm. Well, what did he do against Butler? What did he do the last time out against Detroit? Like, him and Nolan Winter have played great, but that was the game where it was like, okay, it's got to flip for him. He's got to get going against that Illinois team, but really talented.
Purdue, a 20-point winner against Minnesota, and Washington knocked off Maryland out west. Tonight, 7 o'clock tip, Central Time, Michigan State in Columbus to take on Ohio State. And that is our look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and the Hawkeyes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
I'll be honest. I love clearance sales for the great prices, but what I really love is the thrill of the hunt. And right now at Kohl's Ultimate Clearance Event, there are so many hidden gems waiting to be discovered. I just went and saved 70% on cute dresses, cozy sweaters, pajamas for my whole family, and that was just the start. So if you also enjoy seeking out big savings, get to Kohl's, where the hunt is on. Select styles. Offers end January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 10th through the 12th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Back at the Kohl's Center, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight as we reopen the season back into Big Ten play. Time for Butchie's keys to tonight's game.
Well, we'll start here. The three-point line is going to be crucial. You look at Iowa, they make 10.5 threes a game. Wisconsin makes 8.5. However, Wisconsin guards the three-point line at 30%, which is 60th in the nation. So how do they guard Iowa's three-point line is going to be crucial. Transition offense for Iowa, you have to limit them. They score 17.5 points in transition. Biggest thing is they're going to get some transition buckets. You can't give them the live ball turnovers to let them get going. That's what they want. And the last thing, number three, and I think is the most important, dominate the paint with your bigs. Stephen Kroll, Nolan Winter, and if I'm Stephen Kroll, Big Steve, last time he went up against Owen Freeman, Iowa City, not good.
No.
That was a young Owen Freeman. You have to remember that. That's a game, that's a matchup that you should have remembered all summer long.
20 and 12.
In yep. a game that's overtime, in a game where Steve didn't play. Like, that's one, as a player for me, would have bothered me all summer long, Matt. And yep. I'm coming out, first possession. Coach, give me the ball in the post, and I'm putting him in the basket. I'm so intrigued to see how Big Steve starts this game out, because that's one, like, it stuck with me.
A little personal.
And I'm over here.
A little personal.
Like, I'm here. It stuck with me. Like, I'm thinking about this as we're prepping for this game, so I know Steve's got to be thinking about it as well.
All right, those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Ricardo Greppi, the Badgers big man, the center from Italy. Out for the time being, a lower body injury suffered a few days ago. Everybody else up and running. Everybody up and running for the Iowa Hawkeyes here tonight. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Hawkeyes, Fran McCaffrey in his 15th year in Iowa City, 290 wins in his 29th year overall, 541 victories for McCaffrey-coached teams. His front line made up of Peyton Sanford, 6'8 senior, averaging 16.5 points, nearly 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. Owen Freeman, 6'10 sophomore out of Moline, Illinois, at 17 points, 6.5 rebounds, and a couple of blocked shots per game. Josh Dix is a 6'6 junior out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. better than 13 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, close to 3 assists per contest. Drew Thelwell, a 6'3 grad student out of Orlando, Florida, a transfer from Morehead State. Thelwell averaging 9 points, 2.5 rebounds, better than 3 assists per game. And Brock Harding rounding out the starting five, 6-foot sophomore out of Moline, Illinois, about 10 points a game and nearly 6 assists per contest. For Greg Gard, winner of 196 games in his coaching career at Wisconsin. His front line made up of Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota. 9 points, better than 5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, 11.6 rebounds a game. John Blackwell, 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 14 points, 4.5 boards, 2.2 assists. Max Klesman, 6'4 senior out of Neenah, 11 points, 2.7 assists per game. And John Tanjay rounding out the starting five, 6'5 grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska, 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. This is a true rivalry. Wisconsin leads the series through the years, 89 wins to 86, including 4 of the last 5. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Well, folks, break out your parkas. Winter weather is officially here. We've got heavy lake effect snow, icy temps, and biting winds.
Built Ford Tough Trucks, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
Folks, we got a wintry winter ahead due to a big nor'easter bringing lots of snow, cold, and wind. Brace yourselves, winter is here.
The Ford family of SUVs, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for 3 in the lead. He hit it from right over the circle, Max Klesman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette
as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening and Happy New Year. Alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson. Back in the network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball from the Kohl Center in Madison as the season resumes tonight. Nothing but Big Ten games for the rest of the regular season. The Badgers at 10-3, but 0-2 in the Big Ten against Fran McCaffrey's Iowa Hawkeyes, also 10-3 overall, 1-1 in Big Ten play. Yes, it's early in the Big Ten season, but Butchie, this game looms large. Got 18 games to go, I get it. But the last thing you want to do is drop to 0-3. This is a huge one, knowing that they got Rutgers on the road on Monday.
Well, it's huge because it's also a team in Iowa where even though Wisconsin has handled what Iowa does well, and that's get out in transition and shoot the ball well from three, like they've played each other tight every time here recently the last couple of years. So it's how do they handle each other? And I'm really looking forward to it. I know not enough people are talking about the importance of this game within Big Ten play. It's a big one.
And before we tip, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Your officials tonight, Jeffrey Anderson, Larry Serrato, and Doug Sermons, as we are about set to go. As the Hawkeyes break their huddle in the traveling black unis in the gold trim, the Badgers in the home whites, and the Cardinal in black trim, the player design unis here tonight as we're ready to restart the season. Badgers last played on December 22nd, a win against Detroit Mercy. Iowa played earlier this week against a depleted New Hampshire team. You know, Butchie Gregg was saying that in a perfect world, they would have